Missing the Mark, by W.B. Screws. The Pilgrim's Messenger. Have a pattern of sound words which you hear from me, in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. -11 Timothy 1:13. Published monthly by W.B. Screws, Glenville, Georgia. 25 cents a year. Volume XXVI. January, 1947. Number 6. Entered at the post office at Glenville, Ga. As second-class matter. And he said to some, also, who have confidence in themselves, that they are just, and are scorning the rest, this parable, two men went up in the sanctuary to pray, the one a Pharisee, and the other a tribute collector. The Pharisee, standing, prayed this toward himself, God, I am thanking you, that I am not even as the rest of mankind, rapacious, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tribute collector. I am fasting twice of a Sabbath. I am taking tithes from all whatever I am acquiring. Now the tribute collector, standing afar off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his chest, saying, God make a propitiatory shelter for me, the sinner. I am saying to you, this man descended justified to his home, rather than that one, for everyone exalting himself shall be humbled, yet he who is humbling himself shall be exalted. Luke 18:9-14. My efforts for the last few months have been toward showing that none of us have the right to justify ourselves. I am afraid that, even among saints, there is a great deal of Phariseeism. The Pharisee in the story recognized only a few acts as being sinful. He was not rapacious, he was not an adulterer, he treated his fellows with justice, he was not a tribute collector, he fasted regularly, he paid tithes. Therefore, he was not a sinner. Little did he know that there are thousands of other acts that constitute missing the mark, which is the meaning of the word that is translated sin. I have noticed that usually, a person who claims to live apart from sin, recognizes as being sinful, only a few acts, such as drinking coffee, using tobacco, etc. And among other saints, when the word sin is mentioned, the mind goes immediately to such matters as adultery, stealing, murder, and a few other matters. They don't do these things. Therefore they are far better than those who do. This is not necessarily true. There are other acts that are just as bad. One can steer clear of the acts mentioned, and yet do other acts that constitute missing the mark. A minister was talking to a lady whose son had recently died. I guess he caused you much worry and sorrow, he remarked to the grief-stricken mother. It is true that the young man had, for a while, been addicted to drugs. But he was kind and loving, and very considerate. The minister who so wounded her feelings, is filled with hatred for some who do not teach as he does. The scripture says, everyone who is hating his brother is a man-killer, 1 John 2:15. Yet the preacher is, in his own estimation, far better than was the unfortunate man. God does not agree with him. Do you miss the mark, dear reader? Perhaps you are moral, and very respectable. But there may be in your life, hatred, or intolerance, or spite, or a tendency to anger, or a disposition to get the best of a neighbor in a trade, or a little streak of dishonesty, or self-righteousness, or the practice of slandering someone, or the love of gossip that destroys the reputation of others so as to be able to hurt them, or a disposition to engage in illegal traffic because it offers easy money, or a lack of respect for other members of your family, or a growling, fault-finding disposition, so that you make your home a place of confusion, or any one of 100 other things. If you want to know whether or not you practice sinning in some respect, just leave off the word, sin, and substitute the scriptural word, missing the mark. This means that you fall short of perfect conduct, disposition, thought, etc. Now, what about it? Do you ever sin? Are you quite as righteous as you thought you were? It is to be noticed that the Pharisee prayed toward himself. This is what every Pharisee does, when he prays. He may not be conscious of it, but, just so surely as he takes credit to himself for his extraordinary righteousness, just as surely will he thank himself that he is not like others. He may mention the name of God, but, in reality, he, himself, is the God whom he is thanking. If we really thank God for any virtue that we have, we look with pity on anyone who is lacking in this virtue, and we recognize that, but for the grace of God, we will be like the other. When we look with disdain on those who practice what we do not practice, it is an absolute proof that we are taking the credit for our being free from that particular weakness. And if we do take the credit for it, we are not very apt to think that we have any weakness. I have been saying in recent issues of The Messenger that all saints commit sin, or miss the mark. This article explains what I mean. I have found that those who recognize that they often miss the mark are very gracious in their dealings with others. Paul manifested this same graciousness in his later years. The family of faith is just what the expression means, ampersand number 151, a family. The world is not supposed to have love for us, but we are supposed to love each other, and sympathize with the fact that all often fail. All that we do in our dealing with each other ought to be done with a view to helping. If a brother is precipitated in some offense, he needs me to attune him. I may need him to attune me tomorrow, for I may be tried. The tribute collector acknowledged that he was a sinner. He laid no claim to merit. It is probable that he was no worse than the Pharisee. Perhaps the latter was not doing just the things that he was doing. But, in all probability, he was doing some other wrong things. The tribute collector showed real desire for the mercy of God. His prayer is a wonderful supplication: God, make a propitiatory shelter for me, the sinner. No self-righteousness here. He was concerned about his own sins. He did not say that he was a sinner. He was the sinner. A girl once asked me to give her a definition of Pharisee. I told her that the word describes a person who is concerned about everyone's sins except his own. The tribute collector was the sinner. I am concerned about my own misses. I know that others miss the mark also. But I do not spend sleepless nights about it. I do not hold up my hands in holy horror, and view with alarm. I know that God can take care of all their sins. I do not even spend sleepless nights over my own misses. I regret them, but I know that my heart is right in the sight of God, for He has made it so. I claim no credit for it. I know, also, that I, sometimes, do that which delights Him. I take no credit for this, either. I would never, even once, please the Lord if He did not operate in me to will as well as to work. If there is another who does not please the Lord, I say, but for the mercy of God, I would be just like that person. And I know that it is in accord with His purpose, when He leaves me to influences that cause me to miss the mark. Knowing that I am justified in His grace through the deliverance which is in Christ Jesus, I am kept from worrying over my own failures. I praise God that He keeps me. Perhaps one of the most common sins in America is gluttony, ampersand number 151, the habit of eating to excess. It is the immediate cause of more sickness and death than any other one thing. In the law of Moses it is classed with drunkenness and disobedience to parents, and is one of the sins for which one was to be stoned to death. As much as any other deed, it is missing the mark. Yet society not only condones, but actually puts its stamp of approval on it. It is more prevalent than is drunkenness, on which society frowns furiously, and it causes damage to a much greater number of people. They are those who are daily killing themselves with food, and yet they are horrified at some other sins that people commit. Yes, we all miss the mark, some in one way, and some in another. None of us has any right to be a Pharisee. We all need to pray for God's mercy, not merely on others, but each one on himself, the sinner. In the early written ministry of Paul, ampersand number 151, and not modified later, ampersand number 151, we find that the members of Christ are to be very solicitous for the welfare of each other. The members that are indecent are to be specially ministered to and protected. Exposing the weakness of saints never does any good. Such matters ought to be dealt with inside the body, and they are not to be exposed to the word. We find in the later writings of Paul that such dealings is to be with much graciousness. And saints are also obligated to not expose their own weakness to the world, which is without charity. I would really love to see this scriptural method honestly and lovingly tried by all ecclesias throughout the land. Some of my readers have sent donations for Middle Ground Meeting House. I thank them. Perhaps you, too, meant to do so, but just neglected it. Brother Freeman Pope, 1911 Walton Way, Augusta, Ga. Is available for meetings. He began speaking in a teaching way, recently. Those who want his services will please contact him. In November I was privileged to hold meetings in Champaign, Illinois. At the time this is written, November the 25th, I am expecting to hold meetings in San Antonio, Texas, including Sunday, December the 15th, and a few days before and after. Those interested will please contact Mrs. Jessie Wesley, 325 Jackson Street, San Antonio. Return to main index page.